Are you struggling to regain sustainability in your life and create a positive life stance? If so, listen in as courageous women share their empowering struggle of how they came through the trenches to restart and recreate a victorious life worth living. They took their power back. Learn the secrets of how they did it, and you can too. Welcome to the Real Heart Talk podcast and 360 Network for Women. And here's your host, Pamela Duran.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hello, and welcome to Real Heart Talk. You are enough. Today, I'm super excited to have an expert in the counseling and therapy and addiction field. He is all the way from Oregon, and let's welcome Eric Allen, better known as EA. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you having me on today. Yes.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. Our show is about people who have went through struggles, situations, traumas. They're overcoming. So you being an expert in that field of overcoming addiction, I feel like you will add a lot of value to our listeners who may be struggling themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, it's individualized. I think you know, addiction is, everybody suffers from it differently. So I've developed some baseline things that I feel like we all could use, we can all benefit from, we can all do together. So thanks again for having me. I love it. I love just to be able to share, you know, recovery is a big deal to me. Yeah.
Yes. You're welcome. And tell us how you got into the field.
So
to be an expert.
I'm in recovery myself. I'm over 10 years back in the, back in the day. Yeah. I was one of those people, and my experiences landed me in prison. I did some prison time. I had some prison experiences, and through prison, before prison, through schooling, I was always studying to be a counselor. I grew up in a home where drug abuse was very prevalent, and I just wanted to find a way to help my family. And so I just took on a profession. And then while taking on a profession, I decided to experiment in it. You know, I don't know, for lack of a better, I just experimented with it. And then once I snapped back in reality, you know, after jail, that was one of those wake up calls. I decided to just, you know, really dive into my calling, which was helping people and serving people and really helping people with the struggle with addiction, because I saw it. I grew up in a home where it was, oh, wow. So that's what got, you know, that's why I'm here.
That's why you got on your path. Was because you wanted to help. I mean, you know, leave a legacy for other people, because you don't, I mean, I don't either want to see, you know, people grow up in a home, because just because you're in that environment doesn't mean you have to become that environment. Yes. And it sounds like, yes, you are on a track, a trajectory. Once that happened for you, you're on a trajectory to help other people.
I want to break the chains.
Tell us about your, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I just want to break the change, just break the chain, the cycle of addiction. And, you know, I want to really be relevant, because, you know, addiction is, again, it's individualized. It's, each person does experience it differently. So I believe, like, a lot of the stuff that we use today needs to be revamped. It's still back in the, some of the stuff like the 12-step program and the, you know, those are great programs, by the way, but they do need to be remixed. What I call remixed.
Well, maybe you can put a newer spin on that, maybe to help people coming along. And our listeners, we may have some listeners that are struggling with addiction, whether it's alcohol or drugs, it may be a sexual addiction.
Absolutely.
You know, it is something that is just taking over your life, and it's, you know, outside coming in. So, you know, you have to, as a person, I mean, do you deal with people that have that addiction, and how do you tell them to, what are the strategies that you use to help them through that?
Great question. So me as a counselor, first of all, I always walk into the relationship you know, helping people understand their purpose and what they're doing, right? Addiction is a disease. And for me, it starts in the mind. So recovery starts in the mind. You have to help people learn how to process information better, because a lot of why they use drugs or use whatever is because something's going on upstairs and they want to cope, and they want to, you know, that's a huge reason why people use, is to cope or to hide or mask. So my main practice, and this is what I'm, you know, what I call myself famous for, is really helping people start upstairs in the mind. You know, when it comes to, you know, you can't tackle an addiction on a unhealthy mind. So let's start on your mind first. Journaling, affirmations, acronyms, you know, teaching that and being consistent with that. The mind will automatically, you know, it's the most powerful thing that we have. That's the most powerful tool that we have. It'll snap back if you put the work in to help it snap, to jumpstart it. It takes 21 to 30 days. I find high success rates, you know, when you be consistent for that period of time. It takes about that time to build new habits, 21 to 30 days. So that's a little bit about my toolbox. Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying, and listening to other mindset coaches talk is that neuroplasticity, or even Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe, talks about it, you know, how when we start doing new things, it creates new nerve systems in there, and our neuroplasticity in our brain.
Yes.
You know, so it is a lot of mind work. So when you sit down with someone, what are some, besides the affirmations and journaling, for 21 to 30 days, are you checking in with them every day? I mean, do they have some kind of strategy that they have to just follow? Because we know repetition leads to success and consistency. So what is it that you do with them for 30 days?
Great question. I'm a shameless plug myself. So I have Affirmations for Recovery, a podcast that I do every day. It comes out every morning on all social media platforms. Instagram is where you'll find me. Usually I'm the one that's doing the live. The rest of them are pre-recorded. And really it's just about the word of the day. I have a journal, Affirmations for Recovery, and it's a work journal. We do it for 30 days. And I'm walking hand in hand with you. And then for some people I do counsel, like that, you know, they can also hire me for, you know, hourly sessions and all that good stuff. I do a lot with that as well. But mainly for the, what I call a cohort, is every month. So it starts at the beginning of the month, and it's always tracked by the day. So today is what, the 15th or 16th, sorry. So the word of the day today would be.
Yeah, the 16th.
Yes. So today the word of the day is increase. So how I would do that is you would work in the journal. We would talk a little bit. We fellowship. You come in fellowship with me. And then, you know, it's all about reprogramming, right? And then we talk about, I've took negative words and I found a positive spin on them, you know, like, you know, and it's all about reprogramming our minds. It's all about adding value to each other. I find that to be very helpful. It was what got me through my recovery. So I'm just sharing what got me through. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how we help each other, is sharing our own experience and what we went through to get over the other side, to take our power back.
Yes.
Because when you are in an addiction situation, you've lost all your power, right?
Ooh, yes. You lost all your power. I say that again for all the people in the back. That's addiction 101. Like, you've lost your power. Yeah. But I find true happiness in watching people get back where they, you know, what they've lost. That's the pleasure for me. That's worth more than any monetary thing that I've ever get. You know, I've seen some pretty good things. I'm very successful. At the same time, my success rate for me, I judge it off of the people that I serve, not the money that I make.
Now, so do you have a group that everybody gets together in, or is it all one-on-one?
Well, it depends. I was working, you know, I just recently ended a contract that I had, where I worked for a company where I did groups, and it was virtual. So, you know, so now I'm doing me by myself. So I haven't kicked that part in overdrive yet, but I still do one-on-ones, and you know, people contact me for that. But I don't know how I'm gonna put the group together without working for an organization yet. I haven't figured that part out, but I will. This just literally happened.
Yeah, April no, 1st. I can definitely see it. Yeah, I can definitely see the virtual working for you and yeah. other people too, because if they don't want to be on camera, you know, they don't have to be, right?
Right.
So they
right.
can just participate in the group.
Mm-hmm. The world has definitely shifted, you well, know, I've adjusted to what the world is wanting, you know?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the shift is more virtual, not as much in person, although I miss those meetups. Okay. Now, one thing I'm curious about, you've been recovering for 10 years, and I'm not sure how long you've been doing your own, maybe you've been doing your own practice while you had the 9-to-5. I know we all have our side, mm-hmm. you know, hustle as we're trying to get out of the corporate world or working in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. My question just slipped through my mind. It was a good one, EA.
Yes, come get it. Let's just restart it. You said, you asked me like, I have private, you know, do I do anything with private practice? Was it about private practice? Yeah. So you know, I'll just jump in and I'll say, you know, this is a great time for Al, right? Because I have a community that I work with. Al, OWWLL, is for today's working entrepreneur. And I don't counsel through them, but I definitely do a lot of vetting, and I've done a lot of getting, you know, generating businesses leads on the app. I think it's a great app. If you don't have it, download that today. That's one of my commitments. When I do a show, I always want to drop them a plug somewhere, somehow. So that was perfect timing, you know. So Al, OWWLL.
Hey, that's where we met.
Yep. That's where we met, and she's yes. great. See, Al's a great, see, that's how we met. It's a networking app. It's for, again, it's a tool. It's more of a tool. And it's like, you know, we meet there and then we take it off the app and we just all do great things together. And what I like about it the most is the fact that people are willing to compensate you for a call. And it's not the money, it's the fact that they're willing to compensate you for it, you know? And those people think differently. Okay. They just, I'm telling you from experience, they think differently. So OWWLL, you want a supportive community, download that app today.
Yes. And you can meet experts like EA.
Yes.
He is helping. Thank he's you. Helping change. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, she's great. Yes. She's great, by the way. I had to be on the show. Like, I met her on the app literally. And when she told me what she did, we, through the conversation, I was like, no, put me on the show, please. Okay. She said she's really heavy into empowering women. I understand, but I want to be here because I'm just a fan of what you do, and salute to you. Yeah. I want to just take that moment and give you some roses.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gay. I appreciate that. You're so sweet and thoughtful, and I really appreciate that. Today. Yeah. So going forward, what is your plan going forward?
So I am a motivational speaker. I'm a hope dealer. So I've taken my show on the road. I'm looking for, you know, more bookings. I have my own website, ericallenrecovery.shop. And there's, you know, recovery items there. There's, you know, ways to book me. There's ways to get in contact with me. I have the journal. I have a link to the journal. Also just started a nonprofit based out of the state of Georgia, LIE Foundation. And it's really about helping communities get better. It's all about serving communities and helping the underprivileged and the underserved communities.
Well, that is definitely needed today. Mm-hmm. And not just in Georgia, but everywhere. I could see you taking that foundation to every state.
Yes. That's the reason why we based it out of Georgia, because the original plan we were working, we did some work out of Georgia. So the community that I was working with, they hired me to come in to do some work. They contracted me. And from there, we just built a nonprofit. It just made the most sense. But that nonprofit actually serves stuff that I do here in Oregon as well. So I'm 100%. The world of virtual just made everybody better to me.
Made everybody closer, really. I mean, we can connect, right? I never probably would have met you had we not had to go virtual and create apps like Owl. You know, Jason Hill, he's amazing. He created the app, and he is the most involved CEO, owner, founder that
Ever.
I've ever encountered. So it's been a pleasure, you know, being on the app and meeting him as well.
Oh man,
And the and we have a podcast as well for the Owl, right?
Yes, we have our
Owl.
podcast that comes out once a week, and we have the Shrimp Tank. He's also a part of the Shrimp Tank. Al, he is definitely amazing. Anytime I got, 5 to 30 seconds to give him a shameless plug, it's definitely needed because he's one of the hardest working men in the business, and he's a servant leader. He definitely
He is.
he listens to his tribe, and I really respect him like to the utmost. I would, I sacrifice whatever I had to play defense for him to make sure he has what he needs, So.
Yes, and he's innovative, and I think it spreads, right? You're innovative. I mean, innovative
Yes.
thinkers are what makes up the platform and such an expertise genre, you know. So anybody that's an expertise, you should definitely join. And I'll put all that in the show notes.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a motivational speaker, you're a hope dealer, you've got your 501c lifefoundation.org, and you're online. So I want to know, do you have a book in you? And if you do, what would you write about?
So
Tell us the story.
it's interesting that you say that. I'm actually in the process of writing a book. It's called King of the Bums. Okay. Bums is an acronym. BUM stands for broken, underserved, marginalized species. Okay. And I'm gonna say that. So the book is a little bit about my life story. It talks about the journey, and it talks about, some of the obstacles, is some of the things that I faced, some of the people I encountered. And I just think the book is gonna be phenomenal.com. Phenomenal.com. Its tentative release date will be July. Have a tentative release date for July. I'm actually in the works of, putting it all together now, but I'm super excited about this. This is like really a chance for me to not only share my story, but just get some things off my chest. Maybe some people didn't know. And that's part of the legacy as well, as leaving back those breadcrumbs for people, So I'm excited.
Yes, because when you're writing, you are getting it all out there on the paper. You know, you're these things, and like you said, it is creating that legacy for the future generations, and people need that. We have so many followers in our country and the world.
Oh.
We really have a lot more followers than leaders. So when you step up, or me, or whoever steps up, that is making an impact worldwide.
Yes, I 1,000,000% agree. I couldn't say that better. Like we live in a world where followers are like, it's cool to be the follower, and I've always been against it. I've always been, the top of my food chain is what I say. Like I've always seek that route. I've always looked to go that route. I don't care if we're, struggling. The struggle is part of the journey. I can contest to that. The struggle is a part of the journey. So.
Yes, it is. Just like the butterfly, they have to struggle, you know, to get out to be
Yes.
that butterfly.
Come
But when
on.
they start off, they're not that pretty, right?
Yes.
It's a worm. And then they're covered
You know what I'm
in
saying?
the cocoon. Yes. And too, what I was thinking about, you know, what you're doing is really sowing, and you're sowing into other people's lives. And when you actually plant something, it is in the darkness. It's in under the ground, the darkness before it starts to grow. You know, the sunlight is pulling it upward with the water, you know, watering it, giving it that what it needs, that lubricant to grow and push out of the ground. But all of that has to happen in order for it to get out of the ground. Just like the things that a lot of people go through, the things that maybe our listeners are going through right now, you're not alone in your journey. You're not alone in your struggle. So don't feel alone. We have experts like EA here. He wants to help you. If you're at the beginning stages, he wants to help you. So please reach out. He is an excellent source, and he's already been where you are.
Yes. Ooh. Man, I like the way you said that. I feel like warm and fuzzy. Yes.
Oh.
I mean,
Well,
I feel like I'm at home. I got my shoes off. I just feel real comfy. I feel like she's taking good care of me, guys. Okay. Make sure you guys are subscribing, and engaging with this, what she's got going. Like, this is a phenomenal platform. And I'm again honored and blessed to be able to talk recovery and just talk to you in general. You're an amazing person.
Yes.
Keep doing the
Yes,
work.
I was. Well, thank you. And you are too. You're doing the work. You're moving forward. And I think a lot of times that is where our best work comes from, is from our pain. You know,
Ooh.
turning your pain into purpose, your test into your testimony, and your mess into
Yes.
your message. And that's
Ooh, I
what
like
we're doing.
that.
Yeah, and
I
that's
like
what
the
we're
mess into
helping.
your message. Yes, the mess into the
Yes.
message. Yeah, I might
Yes.
have to quote you on that one. I might have to quote
Okay, you can. I'm
you.
sure I didn't say it first.
I know, but I heard you say it. So it's like, how they
Okay.
do it in the books. You gotta pay, I forgot what they call it, the reference, like the part where you gotta say where
Yes.
you got the quote from. So I gotta say where I got the quote from. So
Yeah. Oh, well, that's sweet. Thank you. But my heart is to really help people through their struggle because, some people may not have a family. I've been fortunate enough to have, a lot of family growing up. We were talking about the alcohol addiction. My dad was an alcoholic and he struggled with that. And he said something that you said, and he said it to me. He said, if I take another, it's like everyday thing. And I know you've heard Ed Mylett talk about his dad, one more day, one more. He's got that book, The Power of War. But and my dad said the same thing, it's a struggle every day. And he was such a genius. He turned his life over to the Lord. He quit drinking right in time for me to be a teenager.
Oh, that's good.
So,
That's good. Better late than never.
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I meant, me not getting to have no fun because now he's a girl. But he was really protective. And yeah, he passed 3 years ago. But so it's not hopeless.
Right.
Anyone listening out there that is struggling with whatever you're struggling, it is not hopeless. And yeah, I would like you to share either a testimony or just a word of encouragement to our listeners.
Well, I just, how I be led through the Spirit. So before I came today, I prayed before we started, and I just asked the Father to just lead the conversation, protect me, protect you, protect our listeners, and make sure we give them something that that's useful, that they can use, because this will be heard for generations to come, right? They can archive this. So what I want to tell the people: find your spirituality. That is so important. I don't push religion on people, but I definitely push spirituality. Get in tune with yourself. Get in tune with your creator, your source, right? It's important through meditation. Meditation is a great way to do it. It's, just, and I know people, it's hard. Like, how do I meditate? You do it. You just do it. Okay. And it's hard. If you need help, there's some guided ways to do it. There's people trained out here that you can actually get help from, but that's what I would do. I would always start, keep your spirituality in check. Get find your spirituality and keep it in check. That's what I would say to the people.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I am a Christian and I pray, to God. I do meditate as well, but you have to listen. And a lot of times people may get alone with themselves because then they have to listen to themselves. They have to deal with all that inner thing. That's what we need to do to move forward, is peel back those layers of those limiting beliefs so that we can get to the root, pull it up. As Mark 11:23 says, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, it'll be removed and removed from the root. So that way you have a fertile ground and you can plant some good seed and move forward in faith.
Yes, I like that. I like what you just did there. I like that. You are very knowledgeable. So do you practice? I mean, do you go to church often? I know you said you're a Christian, so.
I do, and I sing with our praise team, and I
Oh, that's
also
what's up.
with some friends of mine. That's what I was going to say. He's actually recovered from alcohol and drug addiction, and so we minister with them.
Oh, that's
But
what's up.
Oh my goodness, how long has it been? It's been over 20 years since
That's
I
what's
first met
up.
them, and he has been recovered now for probably 24 years. Well, I think 14 years. He started 10 years before 2014, but then, and the Lord called him in the ministry, so we went and ministered with them this past weekend, and God just really moved, and he has a gift to help people that are under that addiction, to help break those. Because he talks about, and it's in the Bible, how God makes you a new creature. You're not going to want those old things. All that desire is going to be gone, and you're going to desire, the things of God, and to rise up and to fulfill your purpose, because we all have a purpose in life. We
You're
were all
powerful.
designed with born.
You're powerful. You might have to go into ministry too. I'm just saying. You
You.
said that all just effortless. Like you just like is no teleprompt, no notes. You just this is in your heart. That's in your heart. So shout out to
It is
you.
in my heart.
Yeah, shout
Yes.
out to you. I love meeting people like that. I grew up Christianity, and as I've gotten older, I've not I won't say I've ventured away from it. So my doctrine with my what my beliefs come from is Christianity faith. I'm just like as I get older, I just I challenged a lot of things. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know what's going on in my mind, but just talking to people like you just gives me hope. I'm a hope dealer, and I need hope sometimes myself. So
Yes, good. We're hope dealers. I'm a hope dealer too. So we're
yeah,
gonna
I see that.
pray for you. We'll pray for all of our listeners,
Please.
and we will make sure that we put all of your information out so people can come and get your journal. I think your journal would be a great help to people, especially
Absolutely.
since you have empowered words for every day and to
Yes.
move forward. And then they can move forward with your guidance that you've already come through. You've come through so much, and you've got more to do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The work is never done. It's a journey, not a destination. Like, right? I feel like substance abuse and mental health and all that stuff is the world's oldest pandemic. And we're just blessed to be in the moment, and whatever tools that we do use, hopefully it'll help someone else moving down the road. That's all this really is about, and I just want to do it with a smile. That's my biggest thing. If I'm not having fun doing it, I don't know what's I'm not doing it. I'm just saying. It has no interest for me. I got to smile after doing it, right? So
Yeah, no, that's great. You have a great smile too. I know our listeners can't hear, I
thank
mean,
you.
see you, but you do have a smile. So,
Thank you.
well, I appreciate
Yes.
you being, yeah, I appreciate you being on the show today and to imparting some knowledge and some strategy and just encouragement and support and to
Yes.
let others know whatever they're going through is temporary, it's not
Temporary.
final. Exactly.
It's what you make it. You can make it temporary or you can make it a final at the
Yeah.
same time. So I encourage you for every problem, always remember there's a solution. Okay. You might not
Yes.
like it, but there is a solution. Okay. So
Yes. Well, thank you again so much for joining us today. And
absolutely.
thank you, Real Heart Talk listeners. And I hope that you stay tuned for the next episode.
Thank you for joining us today on the 360 Network for Women and Real Heart Talk podcast. We're so happy you could join and hope you stay tuned for the next episode.